The leaders of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race are on their way to the remote Iditarod checkpoint. Aaron Burmeister was the first to set out on the 90-mile trip this morning. He left the Ophir checkpoint at 6:17 with Hugh Neff, Lance Mackey, Sebastian Schnula, and Jeff King close behind. The GPS tracking system shows Mackey currently leading the race, fast approaching the halfway point of Iditarod. Norwegian musher Bjørnar Andersen has scratched from the race. He was a top contender in this year's Iditarod, having finished fourth as a rookie in 2005. Race marshal Mark Nordman says Andersen was injured in a sled crash between the Rhone and Nikolai checkpoints.
He took a bad tumble leaving Rhone in a place we call the Buffalo Tunnels there, and he bruised himself up pretty good, and he's concerned about some internal problems.
Nordman says Andersen flew back to Anchorage today to receive medical attention. He's the third musher to scratch this year, leaving 64 in the race. Meanwhile, the leaders are pushing ahead on the isolated stretch of trail leading to the Yukon River. Nordman says despite the deep snow, the trail should be in good shape.
You know, it's still snowing here. We're fighting with the weather with flying a little bit, but I think they're going to have a good trail. Local guys up in Shagluck, the Hamiltons, and others are now breaking the trail out, our traditional trail, over to Anvik. And then it's, of course, well traveled from Anvik to Grayling.
The especially snowy trail this year has mushers on high alert for moose. David Shurtleff has the story.
It might not jump out as an obvious consequence of the unusually high amounts of snow, but mushers say the moose could be out in full force on stretches of the trail.
It's a survival mode for the moose, all right? They don't have trail breakers out there putting trail in for them.
That's musher Eric Rogers from Eagle River.
If they're wallowing through deep snow, they're expending a tremendous amount of energy. The food quality this time of year is very poor. They're working very hard to get what they eat. So if they find a groomed trail, they want to get on the trail and stay on it because they expend less energy. It's survival. When we come up, they don't want to yield the trail.
Rogers isn't a wildlife biologist, but he does have a PhD in physics. And one equation he knows from experience is that moose plus dogs equals disaster.
I have been stomped 3 times before. I've been mushing since 92. The encounters where I was stomped were very fast. The moose comes in, runs through the team, kicks at a couple of dogs, and runs on. And I'm going, oh, dear, you know, and the heart's pounding. And it gets your adrenaline going pretty good. But that's all it's been so far.
And while Rogers and his dogs have never been hurt during an incident, it does happen, and once happened to Susan Butcher. So, lots of mushers, like Yukon Quest champion Sebastian Schnula, say they are taking extra precaution in the form of a weapon.
I am afraid of that, and this time, in a long time, I actually do pack a gun, which I haven't done in years, but deep snow brings that with it, so I want to be prepared for sure.
Fellow musher Aaron Burmeister says he'll be ready, too.
I carry a .44 Magnum with me, and I won't take a chance with a moose. If that moose is in my team or about to be in the team, it's going to be gutted on the side of the trail.
For APRN on the Iditarod Trail, I'm David Shurtleff.